Oh, good morning, Premier. How we've missed you. How are you going?
Good morning. Great to talk to you all.
Is it something we said? You used to come in here. We used to have coffee together. We'd hang out a bit. And we haven't seen you in ages.
Well, you haven't invited me. I think that's the real reason.
Oh, damn it.
So it's our producer's fault.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Well, it's not me, it's you.
It's good to hear your voice, Premier. Thanks for joining us again. First cab off the rank, let's talk about this. I mean, you could have picked a less sort of scary name than Omicron, surely. How are we going with this new variant?
Well, we don't know yet. So we're having a national cabinet meeting this afternoon with the Prime Minister and all the Premiers to discuss what to do. But obviously the Commonwealth treated it very seriously. They've shut off access to large parts of Africa, and they've also sort of stopped some of their programs to bring in people or suspended some of that. So I think it should be treated seriously. That's what we're doing as well.
And a few changes too to the mandate that you've got with the vaccines as well, that you're saying they're going to stick around for a few years now. And initially, like, the police weren't having to be vaccinated. It wasn't mandated, and also with the parliamentarians, but that has also changed, hasn't it?
Well, the mandates are for about 75% of the workforce. So they basically mean to work in certain areas where you work with vulnerable people or your occupation is critical to the functioning of society, you have to get vaccinated, because that way you protect your health and protect other people's health. So that's why we've done it. Other states have done it. Other countries have done it. It's a safety measure for all of us. And, you know, we're nearly at 90% first dose vaccination over 12s. So it shows that people are getting vaccinated.
Premier, are we still on track to open up early next year? And how does that sort of... I don't know, how does that get thrown around in your office and with your health advisors when you do see something like Omicron pop up?
Well, the plan is late January, February to open borders. Bear in mind, we are open. Our economy and our society is totally open. Mm. Other states are not like us. It's hard to imagine, but over there they still have all sorts of rules in place. But it'll be late January, early February is the plan. We'll just see what they say about Omicron. It seems, although there's various reports, it seems it's no more lethal than the Delta strain. And so if that's the case, well, then, you know, that might, you know, that would not change our plan at this point in time. But we'll just see what they say about Omicron today.
Can you believe, Premier, we've been talking about this stuff for 2 years? I mean, I remember as a kid thinking, you know, being told stories about the war and all those kinds of things and wondering what my generation would have to go to. Well, be careful what you wish for, because this has been our thing, hasn't it, for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah, that's right. The Second World War went for 6 years, and the First World War went for 4 years. So for someone born at the turn of the last century or a bit before, that was 10 years of their life they were involved in the war, in wars.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are... you know, we're dealing with it. But the good thing is Western Australia has dealt with it as well as or better than anywhere else in the world. We've had one person acquire the virus in Western Australia and die. And we've had the strongest health and economic outcomes of anywhere in the entire world.
Hey, Premier, let's lighten things up a little bit, because we are looking ahead. I mean, in fact, today is the last day of November, and tomorrow we officially get to start celebrating Christmas. How are things going in the McGowan household? Are you guys getting ready to put your tree up? Are the decorations up already? How's everything looking? Just like
the one. All that is currently in train. That's why I'm spending a lot of time at the office.
He's got staff to do that stuff.
Have you got a favourite Christmas song? Like, what's the song you like to jam out to in December?
Oh, God. You got me there. But I'm just trying to avoid the... Christmas trees are unnecessarily complex these days, so
yeah, I agree.
I try and stay away. And I don't know about you, they're all itchy, and the whole thing's very annoying. So,
okay, Grinch.
Fortunately, I have a 12-year-old daughter who loves it.
Old Grinchy McGrinch McGowan.
Yeah, my 12-year-old, she loves all that, so she's going to be doing that over the weekend, I think.
Yeah, nice.
That's lovely. Is there anything you want for Christmas, and you can't say no Delta strain or no Omicron?
All I ever ask for is new shirts.
Mm.
You know, I'm very imaginative. I'm very, very just a dad. New shirts is all I ask for because I go through them so quickly.
Well, I had to get myself fitted for a suit yesterday for my new fat look that Matt's got going on. So if you've got any hand-me-downs, not that you're, well, no, I'd give you hand-me-downs
because
I'm bigger
right.
than McCann than the Premier.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't need to get a new suit because I've lost weight. That's not the problem I'm facing. I always envy some of those people who lose all that weight and then have to get a new wardrobe. It's how they do it, I don't know, but somehow they do.
Never get a new wardrobe when you're in your skinny phase. I learned that the hard way.
Premier, it's great to catch up with you, mate. Take care and look forward to seeing you soon. We'll get that invitation out to you so we can get you back in the studio and say hello.
Please do. I look forward to it.
Good on you, mate. The Premier, Mark McGowan there. 19 past 8. Let's check you right into work.